listening to Seeing Beyond Risk, a podcast series from the Canadian Institute of Actuaries. I'm Mona Yet, your host for today's episode. Before we dive in, make sure to subscribe and catch up on past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. We are celebrating our 200th episode. And for this special one, we're very happy to welcome my colleague and Seeing Beyond Risk co-host Chris Fivoli, FCIA. And joining us too is Matt Bartley, FCIA, chair of the Seeing Beyond Risk Advisory Group. Thank you both for joining the podcast.
Thank you. And it's good to be on the other side of the mic for once.
Thanks, Mo.
Now, before we jump in, it'd be great if you could share with our audience a little bit of your background and your involvement with the Seeing Beyond Risk podcast.
Okay, I can start off. Well, as most people know, I'm a staff actuary with the CIA and in the communications department. So I've been involved with the podcast pretty much from the start, which was coming up on 5 years ago. Now, in addition to hosting the episode, I do get quite involved with the guests. So once we have an idea of what we want to record, I'll get in touch with them and we'll go over the questions together so there's no surprises. Our goal is really to make it as easy as possible for our guests and to make it interesting as well and just make it a good experience altogether. I always tell everybody we're not a really high-tech team here. We're sort of all amateurs at this. We're not Abbey Road Studios, so the recording is the best we can do. But I think we do a pretty good job. We record everything over Microsoft Teams, which is pretty accessible. And once we get the episode done, there's actually a lot of work that's done by the communications team. So, you know, I can hand things off and then look after the editing, proof listening. We make sure that the guests get a chance to listen to the episode as well. We do our marketing promotions. So it really is a team effort here on the communication side. And especially Mo, you take the lead on all of our French episodes and do a lot of work there as well. So I think it really is a good group effort that makes this happen.
Absolutely. And Matt, let's talk about your background and your involvement with the advisory group.
Yeah, so I'm Matt Bartley, and I'm an actuary at Canada Life. I'm proud to say I've spent my whole career there. I know that feels like a little bit of an odd thing in today's day and age. You see people switching back and forth, but I really love my job. I've tended to do a lot of non-traditional work in my actuarial career, and I found myself leading the insurance data analytics team. So I work with a lot of data scientists. Definitely keeps me on my toes. In terms of the advisory group, really our job is to rely on this idea of 6 degrees of separation, right? So by having this diverse group of actuaries in the advisory group for Seeing Beyond Risk, we have a much larger network available to us when trying to find podcast speakers. So we meet regularly to think about ideas and talk about trends that are happening in different areas of actuarial practice and think about what it is that we'd want to share with the broader group of actuaries within the CIA. And then, of course, my role as chair, as any chair is to facilitate. So that means working with the actuaries at the CIA to set the agenda, running the meetings, discussing the relevant topics, making sure that we're kind of tracking action items and identifying potential speakers and really just making sure everything flows nicely. And at the end of the day, then handing off all of that hard work to everyone here to make sure that they can take it and run with it to get the podcast all recorded and available to everyone.
And looking back at our podcast series, how did it all start?
As I mentioned earlier, we started this about 5 years ago, and initially the idea was that we would use the podcast to promote some of our research efforts. But I think very quickly after that, we realized this was going to be an excellent way to, first of all, promote the profession, but secondly, tell some interesting stories about our members and people that are related to the profession, because that's what we want to focus on here. It's not so much being very detailed and talking about actuarial practice, but really focus on the people that are involved with it. So we've mostly featured our members. We have from time to time brought in non-CIA members if they have an interesting story to tell that is relevant to the profession. So we've included them on the podcast as well. We like to keep the podcast episodes fairly straightforward. We know that people don't typically have a long attention span unless they're really sitting and focused on something. And we realize that the podcast is something they'll be listening to, you know, as they walk the dog, as they commute to work, what have you. So we want to keep the length of the podcast episodes relatively short. We aim for 15 to 20 minutes and really just hit the information that they can take away and find useful within that time period. And so that's why if we're discussing like an educational note or a research paper, our goal is not to completely rehash what's in the document, but really give the listener enough to become familiar with it. And we're hoping they will go and read the paper on their own. So really, that's what we're shooting for.
I like what Chris said about the research goal of it. When I think about the types of topics that we've had, it reminds me of lunch and learns at work where you go and you learn about a different business unit or you learn about something happening within the organization. So it's almost taken on this life of the, being this like lunch and learn for the broader actuarial community where, you know, you get to kind of sit down for a minute, eat your sandwich and learn about, you know, pension as a life actuary or COVID-19 impacts on mortality as someone who works in the auto industry. So there's just so many different aspects of actuarial work that we can learn about that we wouldn't necessarily be exposed to. The podcast has covered kind of all the topics that you would expect: long-term care, COVID-19, CIA public statements, climate change, IFRS 17. I think what really adds a twist and makes it more interesting as well, though, is some of the human interest stories that we've had. You know, having guests come on and talk about their YouTube side hustles or their life as a sailor in retirement, what it's like to work internationally. We've had a number of wonderful episodes on International Women's Day, Pride, Black History Month as well. So really just being able to bring this diverse set of topics to the audience to make it that much more engaging and interesting.
And our content has evolved through the years, and the interest in our series is growing every day and internationally too. We've covered lots of topics from different practices within the actuarial profession and had many guests join our podcast.
Yeah, that's true. I actually did a quick count and we have about 150 CIA members that have participated in the podcast. So I'd like to thank everybody for doing so and taking the risk to come on our podcast episode. I think we, as I said earlier, we try to make it an enjoyable experience for everyone. And yeah, we've had some really interesting guests over the years, you know, just a couple stand out. I remember Sam Broverman. He's a retired professor at University of Toronto, taught actuarial science for a number of years, and we certainly consider him to be a friend of the profession. But I knew Sam was also a jazz singer, so I wanted to make sure we had a bit of a jazz discussion towards the end of the episode, which I found really enjoyable. Matt mentioned Richard Gauthier. We talked to him about his exploits sailing around the world, so there was very little actuarial content in that episode, but it was a case where we could show a member that's doing something really interesting with their life. I remember a couple of years ago, we spoke to Riley Dirks, who remarkably managed to complete his fellowship while he was still at university, much to the chagrin of the rest of us who took a number of years to get our fellowship. But it was really good talking to him and finding out his secrets for success. Yeah, we've had a lot of ups and downs over the years. I think one of my favorite things about the podcast is when I'm at a CIA meeting or some other actuarial gathering and somebody will come up to me and say, "Hey, I recognize your voice," because that says to me, all right, we've got listeners out there and they're actually paying attention. So that's really great. Probably one of the downsides was the time I recorded a half-hour podcast episode and then at the end of it realized I forgot to press record. That is a mistake you make only once, and after that happens, you become quite obsessive about making sure the recording is on, so I guess there was a benefit in having that happen to me.
So I love that Chris mentioned that we've had such a huge number of CIA members participate in the podcast. Indeed, it's great to see such awesome participation. What's even better is that people love their experience enough that they've come back and participated again. So we've had 21 individuals actually do more than one episode with us. Indeed, Houston Chang, Jean-Sebastien Côté, and Michel Saint-Germain have done 3 episodes with us. So they're all competing for that top spot in the most times participating. The most listened to episode was, interestingly enough, between the French and English version combined, on reimagining pension solvency funding. I'm not sure what that says about actuaries. I was really rooting for On the Seas with Richard Gauthier that Chris mentioned because I like sailing and I thought it's so cool to learn about someone else in the actuarial profession who also likes sailing, but apparently we like pension just a little bit more. We've also had over 8,750 unique listeners. I don't actually know how many members there are in the CIA, but keen to understand if that's 100% listenership. Did we get everyone on board or not quite there yet?
We have 6,300 members, so maybe that means all of them listen to it. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what I'd like to believe. I think we're absolutely that popular with the actuarial community. So we've got all the CIA members on board. Now they're telling all their friends. This is fantastic.
And I should also mention that I've been approached by some non-actuaries, people in financial planning, that have said they've listened to our podcast as well because we have some topics that are of interest to them. So it's good to know that we're spreading beyond the actuarial community.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe it was them that are making this pension solvency funding episode so popular.
Ah, you never know.
So the vast majority of our listeners are in Canada, not surprisingly. But we also have listeners in the United States, Germany, France, Singapore, Japan, and even New Zealand. So I don't know if it's Canadian actuaries doing CPD on vacation or an untapped market. We'll have to investigate. Find out.
Now, what has been some of your favorite content shared on the channel?
I think the ones that have had a really interesting experience. So that includes members that have worked overseas and are willing to share their experiences. I think we can live vicariously through them. A couple of other ones that come to mind. Last year, we spoke to Haris Sardar, who is not only an actuary, but he's also an artist. And if you've ever seen some of his work, it's really quite impressive. So it really highlights the more creative side of people we have in the profession. I remember we spoke to Patrick Chamberland, who has started a home meal delivery kit company, which is really impressive. So it's always good to talk to members and just find out more about the other side of them besides how they practice as an actuary. And it all comes back to tying in personal interest. And I think that's what really makes the podcast interesting and successful.
Yeah, I would agree. The personal interest angle is always really nice to see. And, you know, hearing about not necessarily actuarial applications like pension, but also like what people do in their free time. I think that was one of the most surprising things for me becoming an actuary is, you know, expecting a lot of quiet, nerdy, introverted individuals, and the diversity of experience that I've come to know with my colleagues and friends in the profession is quite broad and impressive. And, you know, I've met people that do triathlons. I've met people that do all kinds of different sporting events or have various artsy hobbies. In terms of favorite episodes, so this leads me to, you know, a lot of the ones where I've been able to get colleagues or friends to participate in the episodes and being able to facilitate their ability to share some of their own little world with everyone else, with the broader audience, so that we can just learn about all the cool things that actuaries do when they're not working in Excel or in Moody's or whatever their favorite application is. So those tend to be my favorites. A call out there would be talking about, like I mentioned earlier, her YouTube side hustle. She's had, you know, her own set of individuals on to talk about their careers. And it's always neat to see someone exploring their passion like that and share that with the community. As well, because I've owned a condo before, I thought the actuarial applications to condo reserves was very interesting. We think about condo boards, they tend to be people who own condos in that community, and they're not necessarily people with a lot of financial background. They certainly can be, but it's not a guarantee. And so this leaves it up to chance as to how that reserve fund is going to be handled and invested. And I thought it was so interesting and so sensical that we can think about this actuarial application to reserve fund investments and how to kind of make the most out of that money and plan for the long term. It's a very natural actuarial application. And it would be really cool to see more actuaries working in that space and supporting that space.
And with this growing success, what's next? What's in the works for 2024?
Well, as you know, the CIA launched a new brand a couple of years ago, including a new logo. And last fall, we rolled out our new website, and we're still continuing to add content to that. And with this episode, you'll see that we have new cover art for Seeing Beyond Risk and some new intro music. We thought it was time to refresh that after a few years, so we're really happy to see that happen.
I think not surprisingly, there's a lot of discussion around AI these days. ChatGPT really opened up the topics to the broader public. It raised a lot of questions about where that fits in with the role of the actuary. Is this something that's going to take certain aspects of our jobs away? Is it something that's going to augment our ability to do our jobs? You know, I think it's probably all of the above. And so the advisory group, we often find ourselves talking about various angles on that. Additionally, I think we see in the industry, there's a lot of work around AI regulation. That's obviously very near and dear to me with the work that I do. And so I think people are really keen to understand where that's all going and what it means for the profession. So I fully expect that we're going to have a couple of topics related to AI or AI regulation this year. In addition, you know, we've covered what it's like to transition from being an exam writer to being a fellow and what it means in terms of responsibility and what it means with the amount of free time that you have and how quickly it can kind of disappear, which is a good thing. I think it means when we're busy, we're doing interesting and fun things. But we also want to look at what it's like to transition into retirement, right? So trying to find someone who's been an actuary, had a long career and transitioned to retirement. Do actuaries actually retire, or do they just find other side jobs to keep them busy? I don't know. I'm not convinced that we know how to retire, but we'll have to find out by interviewing a couple individuals. Lastly, I think human interest stories, as I mentioned earlier a couple times, it's always fun. They're always relatively popular hearing about the different lives of people, the things that they do outside of their actuarial work. So certainly I'll put that as a call to the audience. If you're an actuary who has an interesting side hustle or a hobby that you want to share with the community, by all means, reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
And I should mention a couple of research papers that we have on the horizon. Very shortly, we'll have one dealing with mortality improvements. You can expect to see that over the next couple of months. We have our annual mortality study coming up later in the year. We'll have some academic papers. And this is a good opportunity to recognize the efforts of Ping Tang Lin, who is our host for the research episodes. And Ping is a really big help because he's willing to take the time to dive into the research reports and read them in detail and come up with some really interesting questions. So we certainly appreciate his help with the podcast as well.
And for the CIA members currently listening that are interested in contributing to the Seeing Beyond Risk Advisory Group, how can they start?
Would absolutely love to have more people supporting the committee. That, you know, like I mentioned earlier, that 6 degrees of separation, the broader the network, the more we can bring relevant and interesting content to our actuarial community. So I think the easiest way to get a hold of me is probably just find me on LinkedIn, Matt Bartley at Canada Life, and just send me a note there. Especially, I would say we're keenly interested in having more French speakers on the advisor group. As well, if anyone's working in the actuarial evidence space, entrepreneurial actuaries tend to be a little bit harder to find, it seems. So we'd love to hear from those individuals as well.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody has ideas for podcast episodes that you'd like to test out, then certainly get in touch with Matt or myself and we'll make it happen.
Well, Chris and Matt, thank you both for joining me on this episode and for all your contributions to the Seeing Beyond Risk podcast.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's a lot of fun.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
And to those listening today, on behalf of the Seeing Beyond Risk team at the CIA, we'd also like to thank you for your continuous support by listening to our podcast series. And don't forget that if you have an idea for a future Seeing Beyond Risk episode or would like to contribute to our blog, we'd love to hear from you. Reach us at seeingbeyondrisk@cia-ica.ca. Until next time, I'm Mo Dayet, and thank you for tuning in to Seeing Beyond Risk.